Okay.
Through three different agencies at Columbia. I think it's one of the things that
WAPIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
KTKJO.
Hey, good morning, Tom. How are you doing? Am I making the system okay?
Yeah, you sound pretty good. How do I sound?
You sound wonderful. Over.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was running too hot on the mic or not.
Well, the audio is a little loud, maybe. I don't know. How far away from the microphone are you?
Oh, it's sitting at my lap, so Wally's got to adjust it, I think. We're still in a test of tune, not me.
Yeah, okay, it sounds like it's a work in progress. Does the radio have microphone gain built into it where you can adjust it?
No, that's going to be done through programming at the Motorola.
Yeah, well, most Motorolas have a menu inside, if you check it. Should be able to, I think it's an HD. It should have something in there. At least I know my XPR 5550 does. I can adjust it through the radio instead of having to do it through software. Over.
It's XPR 4550, and I have to go into the settings, or the menu, see if I can find it in there. As I know it's a test of tune. I got it sitting in my lap, so.
Yeah, when you get a chance, you can peruse the menus. You'll probably find it in there. You should be able to find it. Hope you're having a good morning. I'm getting ready to take off and do some grocery shopping here. Just looking at the forecast for the next couple of days. Looks like the part of Michigan, good part of lower Michigan, is going to be in the slight risk for severe weather on Sunday. Or.
The trials and tribulations of work.
Yeah, I don't know if you got my last transmit on the slight risk of severe weather for a good portion of lower Michigan on Sunday. Over.
Yeah, I heard that. I haven't looked at the weather, though. Why do you not want to get my first?
Yeah, I'm just letting people know. I let some of my family members know, give them a heads up. You don't know when people pay attention to the weather or not. I'm always looking at the forecast for at least, 3 days out. And this is a big surprise because as of yesterday, we weren't even going to be in the risk. So some things have changed. So I try to let people know around me. Some family members, so give them a heads up. You never know when somebody might be taken by surprise. WATIJ.
That's why I'm pre-certified tomorrow at Triwarn Trace. Not state weather. Yeah, thank you for the heads up. I check the weather every morning and I should change the train to my phone, so it sounds like this. If I could have been the southern portion of the state, I'd pop up by Port Huron.
Yeah, I get my forecast from the National Weather Service, severe thunderstorm forecast. There's a drop-down menu, and I check that to look at what's happening across the country. I like to follow, I got a favorite storm chaser, Reed Kimmer. He's a meteorologist, and I watch his group, and I was actually the guy, I think his name is Brian, he kind of sits back and explains to what things are going on, and I was able to learn how to read the radar accurately, and I was able to spot rotation in these severe thunderstorms near us, and I think there was a tornado last year out in May out there in Portage. I was able to warn at that time, my future son-in-law, and it was like 10 minutes before the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for that area, so. It just went north of him by 2 miles. Back to you.
Are you up in the UP or are you in another state?
No, I'm here. I'm located in Waterford, Michigan, just west of Pontiac. Over.
Oh, okay. I chatted before then. I'm over right now in Memphis.
Yeah, so my radio says I'm not familiar with the town Memphis. Over.
northeast corner of Macomb County. Far northeast corner. That's the split between home and St. Clair.
Okay, copy that. Yeah. I may have glanced at that map occasionally now that you mentioned it. I kind of pay attention to some of the names and the familiar names of the towns, and I go, oh, Memphis, Tennessee? No, Michigan. Over.
Yeah, if you Google Maps, you'll see a tiny little town, 1 square mile.
Okay, Tom, I got to get ready to shove off here. Thanks for coming back to me. I do appreciate it, and have a safe work day. K-C-A-K-J-O-W-8-V-I-K, 7-3 for now.
W-8-V-I-K, 7-3, stay safe, drive safe. I'll be on the flip, K-C-A-K-J-O.
KPP Mobile. Hey, KPP. Statewide Type 1. N-A-K-K-A-P-P.
K0BWP, statewide 1.
KPKKL, statewide 1.
Hey, Tom. N-A-K-K-P.
Ah, Wally.
KPKKL. Otherwise found. Actually, I have the mic, the arm's length, believe it or not.
Sound good. Almost where it's supposed to be, but I heard your call. Well, I figured I'd say hello. Tried calling you a couple, three times, but you must have been busy at work.
Yeah, I just jumped out of where I'm at in Southfield, wanting to be a bigger boy for fish and chips Friday.
Oh, very good. So did, oh, crap, I'm lost. No, I'm not. Oh, heck, I can't remember what I was going to say. You're going to be at the thing tomorrow, right?
I'm going to be there tomorrow. Wife is going to be there tomorrow, so we're taking her truck tomorrow. So, but I want to show you a couple of antennas I was looking at on Amazon. That the Magnum with an NMO, but it looks like it's got a 2 and 3. So it's 2x4. So I'll probably get two of them. One for my analog.
Okay, you check it out. So, I'm where I'm supposed to be. So, K0 call, if you're still there, say hello. If not, Tom, finish it up. I'm out. It ain't KPP.
0BWP, we're still here. Yeah, I just had the radio turned down where I couldn't hear it.
I lost track of that. But yeah. When I'm done where I'm at, I'll give a call out. So I got to go to Mount and Warren after this for another issue. I'm going to get lunch here and then go back, and then I'll give you a call in a bit. KCKJO, finish your final.
KCKJONHKPP.
KCKJO. I'm statewide 1. AC and KJ's one.
Hello.
Seems so. I'm pretty much done with work. I'm kind of surprised.
Oh, really? There's going to be somebody that's going to call in. So, yeah, I'm going from the office to the home, so I won't be here very long. But, I figured I'd say hello anyways.
Yeah, I'm at 14 and Mound, and this one was a bust. No big deal. I'll come back on Tuesday. It's one of those site accounts where there's nobody here, unmanned sites. So you get a call ahead of time.
Oh, very good. Okay. All right, other than that, nothing else big. So I did find a ferret site that you can use to hear yourself, an RF ferret site, believe it or not. Play with your radio.
wouldn't I need a number pad mic for that?
Well, that works.
I said I got the mic. You said this mic is sensitive. You're not kidding. I got it in my lap.
Yeah, I thought that, so. After you pay me for that radio, you can buy a good microphone for it.
I know a good person to get it from.
Yeah. I have one, and then, well, I got an XTS radio coming in, VHF, so I might not have one, but you shop around on eBay, and if you time it right, you can get them for like $80. They're usually like $150, but there's a lot of people that have surpluses of CDs, and the longer that time goes by, the less they're worth, so, because the radios, you know, aren't being sold anymore. So, same thing with my radio. You know, they don't make that radio anymore, but, so, they're trying to get the long hour through the microphone, but then they get to a point where, okay, time for it to go.
Yeah, a friend of mine was selling some 800 HDs. He has been reprogramming for a moment, and I didn't hear anything after that, so I should punch base with him and see how that was going. He bought them on a lot sale. That's what he does. I don't know if it's consignment or what, but he buys stuff, refurbishes it, turns around and sells it. I got the software. I forgot where I got it from, but he used to have the software. But, yeah, maybe I'll touch base with him and see what he's got. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the bank today. I'm going to pull out some cash. I can give it to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, I'll be there. I'll be the one with two girls hanging out both my arms. So, yeah, the 800s, find out what model they are. They might be worthless. I mean, 800, there's nothing there except official police business. So they might be worthless.
Yeah, I got to go check out, see what he's got. Maybe I'll go pay him a visit if he's still at the office. Does that work? Yeah, my lady in waiting is coming with me tomorrow morning. So we're just taking her truck and we'll see you there in the morning. She asked what time I said, we've got to be there by 9:30. If I told her 10 o'clock, then we'll end up showing up at like 10:05.
Yeah, I got a feeling this is going to be a busy get-go, so, okay. All right, I'm out of here. My dogs are staring at me. I'll chat with you a little bit later, KPP.
7:30, talk to you later, KGKGO. Any KPP, KGKGO. You out there, Wally, still? N-A-K-P-P, K-C-A-K-J-O. Wally out there. K-C-A-K-J-O mobile.
K-A-D-P-L on Speedway 1.